What if you woke up one morning to find yourself transformed into a giant insect? This is the haunting premise of Franz Kafka's The Metamorphosis, a story that has captivated readers since 1915. Gregor Samsa's surreal transformation plunges us into an absurd yet eerily relatable nightmare about alienation and identity. The brilliance of the story lies in how it treats this impossible event with matter-of-fact narration, creating that distinctive Kafka-esque atmosphere where the bizarre and mundane collide. Why does this century-old tale continue to resonate so powerfully? Perhaps because it speaks to our deepest fears about rejection and isolation. The story has permeated everything from high art to pop culture, referenced in works ranging from David Lynch films to The Simpsons, because it captures something universal about the fragility of human connection and the terror of becoming other in the eyes of those we love. Gregor's metamorphosis reveals his pre-existing dehumanization. His first concerns are work-related, attendance and his boss's reaction, showing how his job as a traveling salesman has reduced him to a mere function, symbolized by his cramped bedroom filled with fabric samples. He works only to pay his parents' debt to his employer, a 5 to 6 year commitment. Despite his monstrous transformation, he obsesses over his perfect 5 year attendance record. His manager's unannounced visit demonstrates the surveillance he endures. When his family demands entry, Gregor's speech emerges as incomprehensible squeaks. This communication barrier becomes his first true isolation, his bedroom door transforming from a symbol of privacy to confinement. His family's reactions define the new reality. The manager's horror, his mother's faint, and his father's tears represent archetypal responses to the unthinkable. His futile attempts to reason with the fleeing manager, producing only animal sounds, complete his transformation. The father's transformation is striking. His initial tears turn to rage as he uses a cane and newspaper to force Gregor back into his room. This violent rejection establishes a new dynamic where the previously dependent father asserts dominance through force. The scene peaks when Gregor becomes trapped in the doorway, his insect form too wide for the human-sized opening. His father's forceful shove scrapes him painfully through, a physical manifestation of his rejection from human space. This brutal re-entry, leaving him bleeding and disoriented, marks the end of Gregor's first day as an insect. The slamming door symbolizes his expulsion from family life. In mere hours, he has shifted from valued provider to hidden shame. As time passes, Gregor adapts to his new form, finding unexpected pleasures in crawling across walls and ceiling. His sister Greta becomes his primary caretaker, bringing food twice daily and placing a chair by the window. Yet her care remains distant. She throws open windows as if suffocating in his presence, and her retreat upon seeing him confirms his appearance remains intolerable even to her most sympathetic family member. As weeks pass, the household transforms. Gregor's father returns to work as a bank messenger, his mother takes up sewing undergarments, and his 17-year-old sister becomes a salesgirl while studying stenography and French. The family's decline is evident. They've dismissed their servant and sold jewelry. Gregor's father undergoes his own metamorphosis, transforming from frail dependent to confident bank employee in a crisp blue uniform. As Gregor loses his humanity, his father reclaims his authority, completely inverting their former provider-dependent relationship. Through his partially open door, Gregor watches evening family gatherings with longing. His physical condition worsens, the embedded apple from his father's attack a constant reminder of rejection. His room becomes a storage area for unwanted items, reflecting his diminished status. The cleaning woman, unlike his family, shows mere curiosity toward Gregor, calling him old dung beetle. Her fearlessness around him proves how far he's fallen. The once powerful provider now can't even intimidate the household help. Financial pressures force the family to rent a room to three bearded gentlemen. Their presence crowds more items into Gregor's room, and their status relegates the family to eating in the kitchen while being served in the living room. When Gregor's sister plays violin one evening, the lodgers request a performance. This moment hints at possibility. Gret's musical talent, which Gregor had hoped to support through conservatory education, might elevate the family's circumstances. Drawn by the music, despite being covered in dust, Gregor enters the living room. As he listens, he imagines confessing to his sister his plans for her musical education, fantasizing about her sitting beside him as he shares his dreams. This moment reveals Gregor's deepest wish, not to regain human form, but to be recognized for his human heart and sacrifices. The music briefly connects his insect body with his human consciousness, allowing him to reclaim his identity as a caring brother. The lodger's quick loss of interest in Greta's performance foreshadows Gregor's final rejection. The discovery of Gregor in the living room triggers his sister's final rejection. Once his most devoted caretaker, Gret now declares, "We must try to get rid of it." Her use of it instead of him completes his dehumanization. She argues that if this were truly Gregor, he would have understood humans cannot live with such a creature and left voluntarily. This cruel logic uses Gregor's pre-transformation selflessness as justification for abandoning him. By refusing to pronounce the name of my brother in front of this monster, she strips him of his final human connection. Overhearing this, Gregor accepts the truth in his sister's words. Weakened by months of neglect, he painfully crawls back to his room, his last voluntary act of sacrifice. No one speaks, no one follows. In his room, Gregor finds he can no longer move, yet feels strangely content as his pain subsides. Remembering his family with deep feeling and love, he accepts his fate. As the tower clock strikes three, his last breath flows quietly from his nostrils, a peaceful end to his monstrous existence. Fresh March air fills the apartment on the morning of Gregor's death. Father emerges in his uniform with Mother and Greta, a united front unseen since Gregor's transformation. When Father orders the lodgers from my apartment, he reclaims the patriarchal role Gregor once held. The family quickly moves to plan their future, taking a break they've earned. During their outing, the parents note their daughter has blossomed into a beautiful young woman and silently agree to find her a husband. The story ends with Greta stretching, a symbol of vitality contrasting with Gregor's abandoned corpse. Kafka's message reveals how identity depends on social function. Gregor's transformation shows his humanity was tied to his role as provider. Unable to work, he loses his place in the family, his voice, and his personhood. This equation of worth with utility speaks to our achievement-oriented society, asking who we are when we can no longer be useful, and how quickly love fades when we become unrecognizable.